in 2 Timothy 4:8, we're to love it. Can you imagine? We're to love it. We're to love. We're to love talking about it. We are to be in love with His coming. Now, that's not to take the place of our love for the Lord and our service for Him, but we're to be in love with the prophecy of His coming. We're to love it. We're not to run from it. We're to love it. Revelation 22:20 says, we're to pray for His coming. How long has it been since you prayed for the coming? Oh, Lord, come quickly. Now, I've said that a few times. And I know that when things get real difficult, maybe some kind of family problem, I'll breathe out, Lord, come quickly. But to pray for His coming, Lord, come, come. That's a desire that we pray for His coming. Luke 19 says we are to be ready for His coming. We're to be ready for His coming. How will we be ready for His coming? You get ready for His coming by inviting Jesus into your heart as personal Savior, allowing Him to change your life. Repent of your sin and accept Him. Let's stand together. There's not a more important thing in your life than your relationship with the Lord Jesus. And the devil will try to twist things up until we get our focus changed. So the most important thing is that you're saved and you know you're saved. John said, these things have I written unto you that you might know that you have eternal life. People try to tell you, you can't know. Oh yeah, you can know. You're not going to have company at the house and not know it. When Jesus is living in there, you know it. And I think you know it if you know He's not in there. So, I want to be very, very personal with you this morning, if I can be. Do you know Him as your Savior? If you are not saved, when we give this invitation, would you step out from where you're at and come to where I'm at? And when you get to where I'm at, you tell me what those kids and that mother did here 2 weeks ago. Ask Jesus into your heart as Savior. If God's dealing with your heart to become a part of this fellowship, will you do that today? Maybe you've never followed the Lord in believer's baptism. You've asked the Lord into your heart, but you haven't been baptized yet. And that's a need in your life. How you get ready? You get ready. You come as we sang, you come.